guys will go ahead and stand. Psalm chapter 148, verse 13. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for His name alone is set on high. His splendor is above earth and heaven. Amen. I'll go ahead and read a prayer here from the Psalms. Psalm 71, verses 12 through 21. Maybe you guys bow your heads all. Read this prayer. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, hasten to my help. Let those who accuse my soul be ashamed and consumed. Let them be wrapped up with reproach and dishonor who seek to do me evil. But as for me, I will wait continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall recount your righteousness and of your salvation all day long. For I do not know the sum of them. I will come with the mighty deeds of Lord Yahweh. I will bring to remembrance your righteousness, yours alone. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and I still declare your wondrous deeds. And even when I am old and gray, O God, do not forsake me. And so I declare your strength to this generation, your might to all who are to come. Your righteousness, O God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you. You who have shown me many troubles and evils will revive me again and will bring me up again from the depths of the earth. May you increase my greatness and turn to comfort me. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to go ahead and sing Psalm 119, part 15, and then, let's see.
Actually, that is not in there.
Is that not in there?
I read the wrong one.
Okay. Well, let's see. What do we have here?
Psalm 148.
148. Well, what we'll go ahead and do, since
we can read them out of your psalm books, if you guys have your own psalm books.
Yeah, well, I guess what we'll do is we'll just sing Psalm 145a to the tune of the doxology. Now, we don't do the Irish version. So. And whoever has a good singing voice, you guys can go ahead and take the lead there, because my voice is failing here. And so everybody's familiar with the doxology.
I will give you praise, my God, O King. Dread will forever bless your name. I will extol you every day. And evermore your praise. Pray.
seated. So this is our time of intercessory prayer. So we'll go ahead and lift up some prayer requests to the throne of grace. Does anybody have a specific prayer request that we can pray for right now? Anybody here? Emmerich, yes, of course, we'll pray for his healing.
Good health. We can finally get through the season of sickness.
Amen. Okay.
Well, at least we can all be sick together.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and bow our heads again and approach the throne of grace. Well, Father Yahweh, we just thank you for this time we get to gather together and to worship you, Lord. We thank you for this privilege we have and this honor that we get to come together, unified people, your people, Lord. Father, I just we want to ask some requests for healing for the community here, Lord, for Emmerich. Father, I just pray that you heal him, strengthen him, and just the community as a whole here. Father, I also just want to pray for reconciliation for any tension we have amongst the brethren. Father, help us always to be a forgiving people, to seek forgiveness, to forgive. Father, I just also want to lift up the governing authorities here locally and in our nation, Father. Also, Robert and Jackie, I want to pray for them, that you'll guide them and comfort them. I know Robert still is not feeling well. And also, Father, I want to lift up the McIntyres to you and their family. And just guide them and strengthen them. And just ask all these things in the name of your Son. We love you so much. Amen. All right, so I'm going to read from Leviticus chapter 19, verses 31 through 37. So we're going to wrap up chapter 19. So this is the reading of God's law. Do not turn to mediums or spiritists. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them. I am Yahweh your God. You shall rise up before the gray-haired and honor the aged, and you shall fear your God. I am Yahweh. And when a sojourner sojourns with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him. The sojourner who sojourns with you shall be to you as the native among you, and you shall love him as yourself. For you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your God. You shall do no wrong in judgment, in measurement or weight, or in volume. You shall have just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin. I am Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You shall thus keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am Yahweh. Amen. So we'll go ahead and move on to our time of confession of sin here. I'll be reading out of Galatians chapter 5. So this is a time we come before the Lord and we confess our sins corporately, and also we'll have a time of silence where we'll confess our sins privately. So Galatians chapter 5 verses 19 through 21. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we know we sin every day, and we know that the Lord is gracious to forgive us. So let's take about a minute just to reflect on how we've sinned against God and seek forgiveness, and we'll hear the assurance of the gospel. So if you just bow your heads and confess your sins before the Lord. Father God, we know that we sin against you, Lord. Please forgive us of our sins. We know that you are gracious to do so. We place our trust and our righteousness in you alone, Lord. And we just thank you for the ability to confess our sins to you. Just be gracious to us, Lord. I ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we'll hear the assurance of the gospel from 2 Timothy chapter 2. Timothy chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. For this reason I endure all things for the sake of the elect, so that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a trustworthy saying, for if we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we will deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. For he cannot deny himself. Amen. We'll go ahead and stand and we'll sing a psalm of thanksgiving. So this is Psalm 116.
So we can sing just the very top on 116B at the very top. So the very first page on the back side of the cover.
Numbers chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. And then Levi, after he's done reading the Old Testament passage, you can read from the New Testament there in Luke chapter 24.
Yeah. Numbers 21:9. When the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in the Negev, heard that Israel was coming by the way of Atharim, then he fought against Israel and took some of them captive. So Israel made a vow to the Lord, said, "If you will indeed deliver this people into my hand, and I will utterly destroy their cities." The Lord heard the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites. Then they utterly destroyed them and their city. Thus the name of the place was called Hormah. Then they set out from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient because of the journey. The people spoke against God and Moses, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this miserable food." The Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. So the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, because we have spoken against the Lord and you. Intercede with the Lord, that he may remove the serpents from us." And Moses interceded for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a standard, and it shall come about that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, he will live." And Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on the standard, and it came about that if a serpent bit any man, when he looked to the bronze serpent, he lived.
They flew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon." And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, "Peace be unto you." But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, "Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself, handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands, his feet, and while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, "Have ye here any meat?" And they gave him a piece of a boiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it be behooves Christ to sorrow and to rise from the dead. The third day, and that recompense and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I sent the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be induced with the power from high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them, and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God.
Amen. Brother Josh, you want to come up and read the text?
But we'll remain standing while he reads the text for today.
I'm actually going to ask if you'll sing with me before we start it, if that's okay. Because my text is actually the psalm in here. So the loose leaf page, we'll just do the A section, and then I'll read the text to you, and then we'll save the B section as a response. And we can sing it after the sermon. So Psalm 148, it says praise in the top left-hand corner, right? Right hand corner, sorry. I'm holding it the wrong way for you. So 148 says praise in the top right hand corner. Same tune, doxology. This is actually from the Psalter that I'm putting together, and it's almost complete, which I've been saying that for 2 years now, so see how that continues to go.
Hallelujah. From heaven's praise, in highest praise to Yahweh God be. All ye his angels, praise ye him. His hosts all praise him.
Standing, if you will.
pull up my Bible here, and I will read to you the focal text. As is your custom, you will remain standing. Usually we sit for this portion, so that's why I'm telling all my people, stay standing. Psalm 148, I'm going to read one, read the entirety of the psalm. Well, why don't we finish that psalm then? So it's the back side of the one we sang. It says, praise onto the right side. And so if you just flip that over, that is the continuation, starting with verse 7. So it says praise on the right side, it's on the back side of that one. Same song.
All hills and every mountain high, fruit trees and all ye cedars high, these stand all cast. And every creeping things, all ye birds that fly, kings of the earth, all nations, princes, earth's judges,
metrical psaltery a little bit.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and recite the Apostles' Creed together. So let's make sure we recite it from the same one. So it's this version here
on the back of
the bulletin here. Anybody there? All right. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into death. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, holy called out community, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the flesh, and the life everlasting. Amen.
So I'll go ahead and read the benediction here, and then we'll be dismissed. So this is Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 7. To all who are beloved of God, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.